Perhaps while you're looking at the moon, you might like a drink. And maybe you would love a baby sham. Eve Reed of the History of Advertising Trust tells us this month about the history of this well-known drink. Here is Sam, bubbling over with enthusiasm about this iconic product.
She said, "I'd love a baby sham.
Where happiness sparkles, baby sham's there."
The genuine champagne perry.
I'd love a baby sham. Baby sham, a sparkling icon of the 1960s and 1970s, first leapt onto the national scene in 1953. The product was made by the 200-year-old Somerset brewery firm, Showerings Limited, of Shepton Mallet, who, until they appointed the Massius and Ferguson Limited Agency in 1952, had never advertised. Francis Showering was the creator of a sterile filtration process which improved the shelf quality of pear cider, or perry, and introduced his new clear sparkling product, originally called Baby Champ, at agricultural shows from the late 1940s, where it won many prizes. The Baby Sham trademark was registered in 1950 and the product was initially launched in the Bristol area. By the 1950s, Showerings had resolved that their locally popular Baby Sham product deserved to be more widely known. An unofficial history of the J. Walter Thompson, JWT, London agency relates the Showering brothers visited the advertising agency's prestigious Berkeley Street offices in 1951 or 1952. However, unfortunately, the meeting with JWT was not a success. JWT obviously made it clear that they thought the farmers were off their heads, instead of being impressed that the Showerings had made the appointment because JWT was the only agency they'd heard of. On their way out in the lift, the Showering brothers discussed their unsatisfactory reception. A young advertising man called Jack Wynne Williams also happened to be in the lift and invited the brothers back upstairs to a different floor where his own agency had its offices. This time, the Showerings received a sympathetic hearing and Wynne Williams' agency was duly appointed to the Baby Sham account. However, another version of the original story has Wynne Williams pinching the Baby Sham account from under JWT's nose while the potential client was wandering around reception looking for someone to talk to. Advertisers Weekly reported that a test campaign for Baby Sham was launched in London evening newspapers in 1953. The star of the smaller ads was a charming Bambi-like baby chamois character, sporting an outsized bow tie around its neck and featured slogans such as, "I made my debut in London," and "My picture was in all the papers," together with the selling line of, "Only 59,088,038 Baby Sham ads to Christmas." The larger space gave details of the forthcoming national advertising campaign and included a form for publicans who wanted sales aids, trade prices, and the name of their nearest supplier. As a result, orders poured in and sales in the London area were multiplied 5 times in 4 weeks. The test results were so encouraging, it was decided to bring forward the campaign to catch the all-important Christmas trade. Baby Sham was originally marketed as a genuine champagne perry and made its debut on commercial TV in 1955. It was the first alcoholic drink to be specifically aimed at the then largely untapped female audience who increasingly wanted to socialise and wanted something appetising, affordable, stylish and respectable to drink. The trademark Baby Sham baby 4-liquid-ounce green glass bottles perfectly filled a champagne glass, and it was viewed as a light, delicate drink, acceptable for women to order in pubs. The brand's little animated cartoon chamois mascot came to symbolise the brand values of fun, sparkle, femininity and sociability. According to one source, £300,000, a huge amount at that date, was spent on advertising between 1953 and 1956, and the brand was effectively built by advertising. Showerings Limited commissioned a wide range of promotional products to support its marketing operations, including plastic fawn mascots with the detachable big blue bows and the iconic Baby Champagne branded saucer glasses. In 1968, it was reported in the industry press that a new campaign for Baby Sham by the Massey's Wynne Williams Agency was to be launched in April, May across press, cinema, TV and radio, with the theme being the fantasy drama world of Baby Sham Land, the home of the Baby Sham and Miss Baby Sham. The 1960s also saw the launch of the nationwide Baby Sham Babe beauty competition. In the 1970s, the French champagne producers industry attempted to prevent Baby Sham from describing itself as Champagne Perry and obtained an injunction to this effect. They initially succeeded in having the use of the name Baby Sham itself prohibited. However, the later ruling was reversed by the Court of Appeal on the grounds that the champagne industry had not been able to produce a single witness who had actually been confused by the Baby Sham label. Although any reference to champagne was eventually prohibited by EU rules on protected designation of origin. The brand's history saw a sales peak in 1959, stable business through the 1960s to early 70s, and then a decline from 1975 as the competition increased. At that time, various contemporary lifestyle approaches were tried in advertising to keep a pace with the market. However, research in 1982 confirmed a lack of saliency in the brand, and therefore a return to core values campaign was created to make consumers think of Baby Sham again. This advertising featured the return of the cartoon Baby Sham animal mascot, Nothing Sparkles Like a Baby Sham, and this helped to rebuild volume and consumer awareness. But by the mid-1980s, consumer research revealed that the Baby Sham brand had a problem with a decidedly old-fashioned image and its particular associations with traditional special occasions, such as Christmas. A new advertising theme was devised by Saatchi & Saatchi to represent the brand in a more contemporary way for younger women and to challenge perceptions that Baby Sham was only suitable for nostalgic, once-in-a-blue-moon type occasions. The 1986 trendy joint 40-second TV commercial showed a couple in 1950s-style clothing entering a modern video bar where the woman orders a Baby Sham.
"I'd love a Baby Sham," in cut-glass tones.
There is a stunned silence, and time momentarily stands still, until a cool patron in sunglasses declares,
"Hey, I'd love a Baby Sham."
And then the party really starts swinging, with everyone ordering Baby Shams. In the final shot, the Baby Sham mascot struts on wearing sunglasses and a cheeky expression. This tongue-in-cheek campaign reportedly succeeded in re-energising the Baby Sham brand for the modern female drinks market. The public effect of the new campaign saw the Daily Telegraph include Baby Sham in its What's In survey of 1987. The showerings business merged with Allied Breweries in 1968, and the Allied cider business was subject to a management buyout by the Gamer Group in 1992.
The latter was then acquired by Matthew Clark in 1994, who in turn was acquired by Constellation Brands 4 years later. The Baby Sham brand celebrated its 60th anniversary in 2013 and during that time enjoyed a resurgence.
Baby Sham.
Everyone loves Baby Sham. Baby Sham.
I'd love a Baby Sham.
Baby Sham just bubbles with fun.
Thank you, Sam. Christmas is probably a peak time for Baby Sham sales, but I don't think I will be buying one. And in any case, I'm not too keen on champagne or bubbles.